Brooke Smith is rediscovering some places and spaces in Richmond with special connections to the sesquicentennial of the Civil War and Emancipation. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about Tobacco Row, once the industrial core of Richmond, and now a revitalized and renewed residential and commercial area.
That's right. Visit it today and walk down the row and you'll see major law and architectural firms, condos, restaurants, museums. You'll even see Connecticut, that great sculpture which for many years adorned the diamond.
Now, for many years before the Civil War, of course, those parts of Richmond were known as a center of commerce in the tobacco trade. Tell us a little bit about that era.
Well, that's right. The Chaco Valley area was part of the earliest residential, commercial, and manufacturing fabric of the city. And I guess it was due to the proximity of the area to the canals and the docks and the locks. And then later in the mid-1800s, the railroads, that industry flourished in the valley for those years leading up to the Civil War. And just to be clear, back in the day, Richmond was a major antebellum hub for at least three industries. We had flour, we had tobacco, and worst of all, we had people. And today, I think we only have time for the tobacco industry and the Tobacco Row area, but of course, we will touch in future segments on the other two, and most importantly, remember the people who were part of Richmond and Chaco Valley and the commerce down there. But in terms of the rise of tobacco, of course, we claim Western origins of tobacco manufacturing and commerce in William Byrd the First's tobacco warehouse at his estate called the Falls. Leaf in the early 1800s really was a form of currency in Richmond. And before the war, we didn't have cigarettes yet. We didn't really have popular cigars, so chewing tobacco was the rage. And the transformation of Richmond from 1819 to 1860, just as an example, we had 11 tobacco factories in 1819, and by 1860, we had well over 50 factories for chewing and pipe plug tobacco flavored with spices and oils and sugars and rums and licorice from all over the world.
And then after the invention of cigarettes and the growing popularity of cigarettes, Richmond became a real hub of cigarette manufacturing for many of the largest tobacco companies.
That's right. It was part of the rising tide of reconstruction and renewal in Richmond after the war. There was a so-called tobacco boom in the 1870s and 1880s, which coincided with the advent of the cigarette. And also by the 1890s, there was major merger and consolidation in the tobacco industry, and Richmond ended up on top, controlling something like 90% of the tobacco marketplace.
And then well into the 20th century, it continued to be known for a lot of the biggest known industrial brands in the world, really.
Yeah, and because we're talking on the radio, I can't help but mention that one of the few remaining independents at that time, Laris and Brother, which had its factory down at the old Edgeworth building on Tobacco Row, started WRVA in 1925, which for many Richmond households was a constant companion. But I guess the connection to the sesquicentennial commemoration really is that this industrial core, both before and after the Civil War, really was part of the war in so many respects as well. The city, of course, became a vast army camp. The population swelled. And many of these tobacco factories and warehouses were adapted to prisons like Libby and Castle Thunder, some of the most notorious in the war. And then also hospitals. There were hospitals at Seabrook's factory, the Climax Warehouse, the Cameron Annex, and Leek Printing Company, just as examples. We had hospitals all around that area of the valley.
And now the era of restoration of many of those fine old industrial buildings as residential and commercial properties. Touch on that for us.
Well, it's really a wonderful place to visit now. All of Tobacco Row has now been revitalized. And in addition to residential and commercial, we have some incredible museums like the Holocaust Museum. And just around the corner up the street, we have the Poe Museum. So it really is truly mixed use, and it's very vibrant in our city structure.
Thanks to Brooke Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.